Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report today. I always love it when you talk to Pete Huff when he's in action on the Madison Chain, Best Damn Guide Service. Pete, how's the fishing been this week?
It's been good. There's been a decent bass bite, smallmouth on Mendota, and today we're out fishing panfish, bluegill mainly, on Monona and Mud Lake, and the bite started off pretty good, but now we're kind of working for them. The sun is up high, now we're fishing a basin, and just fishing suspended fish.
So when you say you have to work hard for it, what does that mean for the layman person who's just listening?
Well, the fish are there, but they're not necessarily biting too good today. We have to, I know we have like maybe 22, but that's decent, but not like it had been. So we are moving around and just changing up our technique now.
There are some days where you just drop the line in the water and the fish are biting, the feed bag's on, and other days you have to do a little bit more.
Yeah, you definitely, some days are definitely easier than others. And today is one of those days we have to work for them, and we're still catching some, but we had pike and muskie swimming amongst our fish this morning. We caught one pike on a panfish rig and a couple big bass, but now we're just kind of moving around and just looking for a bigger pot of fish.
What else have you been hearing across the state of Wisconsin? I know the rivers are still running pretty fast, and I don't know how many people are actually out on the rivers, but what have you heard about fishing across the state?
I think the walleyes should be all spawned out now. The water temps are around 54, 55 down here. And you get around that 60 to 65 is when the crappies will start spawning. And then the bluegills will be after that. So the crappie bite should be getting good here on Beaver Dam and Fox Lake. So looking forward to that here. That's usually, you know, the first week of May into the second week of May. And the opener is right around the corner here for game fish. So, yeah, look. A lot of things are coming up soon.
Have you talked to anybody about how's the fishing been up north? What's the water temperature like, you know, up north, like Highway 29? Have you heard anything up there?
I have not really talked to my friends that live up there. They were mainly fishing Green Bay yet for walleyes out in the main lake. But I'm sure that water temp is quite cold yet because that ice stuck on here for a lot longer than around here. So I'm thinking that that bite should be getting good. And I'm sure those fish up there have not spawned yet. So they're always a little, you know, a couple weeks behind us.
Pete, tell us about Best Damn Guide Service if people want to book some sort of a trip for this summer.
Yep. If you'd like to get out, call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff for Best Damn Guide Service.
Appreciate all you do, and I'll let you get back to fishing. Thank you, sir.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Let's move to Fishtails in the heart of Fox Lake right now, and we're going to bring in Dave. Dave, you're just telling me that it's heating up in Fox Lake and at Fishtails?
Yeah, it is. You know, the panfish have moved shallow. The bluegills and crappies are biting. We rented a boat out yesterday to a gentleman that said he caught 34 bass, some real nice ones. So there's more and more boats going out every day. We're starting to put all ours in. We've got boats in the water, and we're renting them already. But if you are interested, just give us a call, and we'll put it on our calendar. But, yeah, the water temp is right around 60 degrees, and that's generally when everything really kicks in. And it's not just here. Emily's been good. Green Lake's been good. Beaver Dam's been good. So it's starting to happen, and this warm weather really helps.
Yeah, you had mentioned that rent. How far out can they rent boats and get on the calendar for any time this summer?
Yes.
So if you're maybe going on a trip in August, you can get it down?
Oh, yeah. We take reservations for boats in the winter because people come up every year, you know, for a specific week, and they want to make sure they have one reserved. So, yeah, we take reservations basically all year. And most weekends in June and July are pretty hectic. So if you are interested, you know, just call ahead and we'll see what we got.
Excellent stuff there. You mentioned the other lakes around the region are also getting ready to go here and going to be in prime shape for next weekend?
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll talk to Rick Wentland. He went out Tuesday and did quite well on Emily, and a couple of my friends went over to Beaver Dam, did quite well. So, yeah, I think it's happening everywhere. And once it kicks in, then the fishing is on. So we're in that period.
Well, tell us about Fishtails in Fox Lake. I know you're located right in downtown, right at the bottom of the lake. What do people need to know?
Well, we have everything you need, bait, tackle, alcohol, And we're right downtown Fox Lake. Most people that come in here know where we're at, but if you go down 33, we're right at the bridge on the river. And we're going to be open now 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to noon on Sunday till the opener. And then we'll be open 6 to 6.
Dave, I appreciate all you do at Fishtails, and we'll chat with you next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Let's get our weekly update from the Madison Chain, bringing in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat had a beautiful week, a little bit of rain on Friday scheduled, and then, boy, sunny and in the 60s this weekend. Should be a great time for fishing across Dane County, shouldn't it be?
Absolutely, yeah. Really looking forward to the nicer weather now that we've got hopefully all the storms behind us. But, yeah, fishing around town here has been great. A lot of panfish in shallow bays. Monona Bay has been on fire, as usual, I guess. It's no surprise. But a lot of good bluegills during the day, some crappies after dark, some good largemouth bass action down there, too. But that's pretty much what you're going to find in all shallow bays this time of year. That's the water that warms up first, and so the fish want to be in that warmer water, stay comfortable. But, yeah, a lot of folks have been avoiding the rivers. The Wisconsin River has been high, and it is coming down now. But, yeah, I haven't heard much off the rivers, but the walleye run is over, but white bass run should be getting going here. So lots to look forward to, that's for sure.
When you look at the rivers, you mentioned we had so much rain in the water, the runoff. Obviously, the Wisconsin River's got multiple dams across the way. How long does it usually take for the river to get back to normal levels, even when you get things like this? Is it a couple-week thing? Is it can they control that pretty quickly? Do you know how that works?
Well, you're right. The dams up and down the river do really control a lot of the flows as far as what comes down from up north, and not so much anymore because all the flowages and that are full, but they'll back the dams up and let each flowage kind of fill up. So it's a little hard to gauge that way. The other factor is that, you know, these last couple of weeks we've had snow melt coming from up north. So that's stuff that we don't even see the rain or anything. You know, it's just coming from seemingly nowhere. So it's a little hard to predict, but, you know, if we got, say, a bad storm today in the area, the rivers would come up, but they would probably be back down within a week, I would think, if we had a dry spell through there. So generally speaking, I guess.
So we got a week until the full season for fishing next week. What is it usually like? Do you see more people coming in, making sure their tackle boxes are full and preparing for the next weekend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get a lot of folks coming in, getting stocked up, getting ready for the season opener. A lot of folks taking advantage of our line spooling service, getting their reels all set up and ready to go. But we're doing the same stuff here, getting stuff up on pegs and getting prepared for the big day next Saturday. Looking forward to it.
Explain what the line spooling service is. What do you do? What do you offer?
Oh, if line sits on a reel for too long, it gets kind of old and hard and coily and stuff like that. So we have a line spooling machine, so we can put the line on direct from the spool onto your reel, and it lowers line twist. And people just like to have fresh line on, so they're not dealing with, you know, snags and knots and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's a pretty popular service.
I guess for Wisconsin, typically how much line is on a spool or on a reel for a typical fisherman?
Well, a lot of things can depend or be a factor in that. If it's thick line, then not as much, or if it's braid. But generally speaking, your average spinning reel will hold anywhere from 100 to 150 yards of line, I'd say.
Okay, so that you can learn about that. Tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle, where you're located, when you're open, and what they'll find in the shop.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park Boat Launch, a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming through. We're open 6 to 6 every day. We've got, like I said, a lot of stuff up on the pegs now, just a few holes to fill as far as being fully stocked up for the summer rush here, but I got full selection of live bait. But most importantly, we have our fingers on the pulse of what's going on around town, so happy to point folks in the right direction if they swing through. We also do a weekly fishing report. Every Friday morning, I update that on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. So that's Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. But we also have an old-school phone line where you can call in and listen to the fishing report. And the number there is 608-BIG-FISH.
Pat, appreciate everything you do at DNS Bait and Tackle, and we'll talk to you again next week as you get ready for the opening weekend.
Thanks so much, Wade. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you then.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we're going to bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. And Rick, you were the true outdoorsman this week. It seems like you've been all over the place.
I have been, Wade, been all over the place, and that's for sure. The outdoors has been like an everyday thing this week. Did a little turkey hunting with no success, I may add, but the areas I was at, the birds just weren't. I saw everything but a turkey. But last Saturday, we fished a tournament on Lazy Lake over in Fall River. We caught just a pile of fish. The water was at 62 degrees, and the bass were biting. It didn't matter what bait you were throwing. And the rest of the week, yesterday, I fished a tournament on Puckaway. I got fourth place on that. And we caught a pile of fish there, too. I mean, the fish right now, with the water warming up, a lot of bass, a lot of crappies are coming shallow, and the bite is on. I mean, I was on Lake Emily a couple days and absolutely crushing them over there. It's a good week to be out in the doors, and not to mention it's like 70 plus degrees, so that's what I like.
Yeah, so when you're out, like, so when you're turkey hunting, how long do you stick around before you get bored and say they're just not going for my turkey call today?
Well, for me in turkey hunt, I'm usually bored after 10 minutes if I don't see nothing. But, you know, I give it like 4 or 5 hours at a crack, sometimes 3 hours, because the other day when I was out last week, it was that 75-degree day, and you're in black clothes, and you're in a closed tent, and, oh, man, I was just sweating up a storm. So, it doesn't take long to get uncomfortable and hot and sweaty out there. But, I'm not an all-day guy for turkey hunting, that's for sure.
Life is hard, isn't it?
It is. It's hard to be me sometimes. I'm not going to lie.
Are there any other like hunting type seasons that open up this time of year? Is it strictly turkey or what else? What else are people in the woods for?
Nothing. It would be all turkey hunting from now till end of May.
And overall, as a whole, what have you heard from people turkey hunting across the region?
From what I've heard, very little success rate. A lot of guys are not seeing birds at all. It's to my opinion, it's definitely not like it was 5 years ago where, you know, you could be out and see 10, 12 turkeys at any given time you went out. And I've talked to a lot of guys that had first season and then yesterday started second season, and the guys are just not seeing birds. I mean, there's guys that are shooting them, don't get me wrong, but, you know, the turkey population, at least, you know, around Dodge County, Columbia County, just doesn't seem to be what it used to be.
Okay. And obviously this weekend, weather's going to be nice, Saturday and Sunday in the 60s and sunshine. And then you got a week left until the official open of the season starts next week. Are you gearing up for that?
Well, I've been geared up since March for that. I mean, you know, normally, to be honest, I normally don't go out opening day because it's such a zoo and I have the good fortune to fish during the week, but, you know, bass fishing is catch and release only, and right now, unless you're on a river, but, you know, the bass fishing is just this week with the warm weather coming up. These bass are hungry before they spawn, and it's a great time to be out bass fishing right now.
Tell us how people can set up a guided trip with you and where they can find Raw Bass Customs, your world-famous lures.
I guide for bass on Fox Lake and Big Green. I supply everything with food and drink. For 4 to 6 or 8 hour trips, you can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467. And pretty much every bait store has got their 2026 orders in, all new colors, all new baits. And once again, I've painted a new lure called the Crappie Crank this year. And there's guys out on Fox Lake throwing those crappie cranks up shallow, and they're just catching crappies darn near every cast on them. But the Raw Bass Customs are in a lime green packaging. You can't miss them. They're available at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle It in Portage, Stew's Highway Bait in Partyville, and Dick Smith's down in Pewaukee. You're probably 4 local spots.
Rick, appreciate what you're doing, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.